Hey, and welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, I am your talking about ultra processed foods, why you may want to avoid them. And so as we really get into this topic, I want you to kind of just think about the last time that you had anything that was ultra processed. And with anything that we talk about, I usually always like to get into what it is, meaning that we're going to define what we are talking about. And then we're also going to get into the topic itself. But before we do that, make sure you hit this like and subscribe button. So depending on if you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever the case may be, there is a subscribe button. Hit that. And there's also a like button to this video. Hit that too. So if you hit both of those, you are in good hands, okay? If not, make sure you do that, because that way it lets me know that this content, you like it, you find it helpful, or you're saying, hey, keep it coming, okay? And so that is something that really helps. It helps us as well, okay? So again, as we get into it, you know, when it comes to ultra processed foods, what does that mean? And you know, I'll start by saying we know what whole foods are. And if you don't know it, we'll just take an example of an apple. So an apple that has not been peeled. So just a whole apple, or just taking almonds, you know, basically almonds with the skin on, obviously. And so, but again, let's go back to this apple. We would consider that a whole food. Sometimes apples can be minimally processed, which means that if you buy apples in a store, they may have undergone slicing, cutting, removing the core. And so that would be known as minimally processed. And the term minimally processed can apply to foods that have undergone in hot water for about 90 seconds, I believe, and then instantly putting it in cold water, okay, to chill. I think I have that correctly. It's 90 seconds either in hot water or it's in boiling hot water. You take it out, put it in cold water for 90 seconds. Either or, it is a processing technique, but it's minimal, which means that other than that method, the food product has not gone under any other further processing techniques. Now, when it comes to, you know, processed foods, you know, we like to think of this as, you know, we'll use the same example of apple, but we'll take the example of apple juice. So that is processed, which means that you take the apple and then you can either just juice it down where you basically are separating the flesh from the actual liquid. And so then with that liquid, you can then incorporate, depending whatever the case may be, that would also be known as process, because you are pretty much combining that apple juice with another concentrate in order to make an actual food product to sell. Now, ultra processed, as you can see, we kind of built our way up. So this way, at least you can remember it. Ultra processed, we would take an example of apple pie or apple turnover, whatever the case is. And so this is basically where you have incorporated not only five or six ingredients, but you are incorporating a plethora of ingredients to make either a shelf stable apple pie or an apple pie that can be frozen. Either way, this is likely going to undergo having multiple chemical constituents incorporated, you know, such as it could be sodium bicarbonate, sodium citrate. It could be some type of high fructose corn syrup. sugar, cane sugar, beans, but also just other additives, even artificial flavors, natural flavors. So you can pretty much have things that you really are not aware of in the apple pie. And that is what we consider ultra processed. It is just loaded down with so much stuff. You couldn't even really think of an ingredient like to really pronounce, or three ingredients that may have long names to pronounce. And that could, again, be an example of ultra processed foods. So why do you want to avoid that? Because after all, isn't food just food? Well, at the end of the day, you know, we know that at least with these three processing techniques that I described, the minimally processed, or, you know, basically unprocessed, depending on if the food product has ever undergone any processing. We know that at least from each of these three processing techniques, that there are going to be some differences, okay? Effort, okay? When you think about peeling, cutting, slicing, dicing, you name it, that is pretty much going to be it, okay? So it's like me cooking an apple and then eating the apple after it. That would be minimally processing, because I basically had to process it in order to consume it. Now, again, the processing is going to be where we start to incorporate some ingredients. Could be salt, sugar. It could be another ingredient, and that would be processed, an ingredient that may be whole or it's not loaded like the ultra processed. But going back to the point, why should we avoid processed food? Should we avoid them? And I would say, I know it can be difficult for a lot of people to avoid foods because, number one, I'm just going to highlight that, you know, it's very convenient. It's pretty much in your face when you look at commercials. Even when you hear the radio, you can pretty much hear something, or even just hear the words. You know, it just brings some, you know, pleasurable moments when you were enjoying the food and you felt good about it. But the thing about, you know, a lot of processed foods is they have been super processed, which means so many chemicals that have been added to them. And a lot of these chemicals have some baggage in terms of they not only just give you that effect of feeling good, but they also can bring some other components that you may not really like, especially if you consume whatever ultra processed food that you may consume often. So this can include chips, cookies, anything fast food related, likely processed. And you may say, how do I know that? Well, whatever your fast food restaurant that you really like, I want you to go on their website and I want you to type in, or even you could probably click it at the very bottom. Sometimes they put it in small font because they know they don't want people to really see it. And I want you to, you know, just investigate some of the foods that you may consume and look at what is in those foods if they disclose that information. Now, some may not, and you may have to do a little digging, but if they do, then that can be a clear indicator. I know one off the back, and not trying to throw it under the bus because this is public. I know that Subway does publish full ingredients on their list, as well as Chick-fil-A. And I want to say McDonald's also shows the full ingredients. So those are just some of the three fast food restaurants. But let's address the topic of why should I avoid these? Well, because number one, you know, when it comes to the body and health and maintaining good health, it's important to keep in mind that in order to function in terms of being in good health, so being able to hear and just live and issues, lot of times there are some benefits, and these are known as vitamins and minerals, as well as macronutrients. So these are going to be the factors that help with your organs getting the nutrition, the care that they need. Also sleeping, you know, what are you thinking about during the day? Is your heartbeat racing? Are you pretty much chill throughout the day? Or do you feel like you're always on the go? And these are some questions that you have to ask yourself, because again, a lot of these factors can affect your body. Now, in the case of ultra processed foods, when you're consuming a lot of foods that may be ultra processed, a lot of times people don't think about, am I getting a lot of vitamins or minerals from these foods that are natural? And, you know, nothing wrong with taking supplements, but a lot of times we can get the vitamins and the minerals, the polyphenols, the antioxidants, it's pretty much going to be a cheaper version, okay, of what was naturally occurring in the food itself. So like the example of the apple, you know, it's many different nutrients in the apple. But if we take that same apple and we processed it, we pretty much extracted the juice from the flesh, and we use that juice, let's say, to make the apple pie. Well, we're not going to get the same nutritional benefits because, number one, we're incorporating other ingredients, and those are competing with the nutritional benefits. Number two, by the time that juice goes to that apple pie, or even the apples in the apple pie, those apples have pretty much been degraded of the nutrients. So let's say apple has, you know, a decent level of fiber. Well, in order to have fiber, you know, usually you would keep the skin on because that is going to be, you know, a primary source of fiber. But you peel that fiber, which is processed, that is pretty much that could be by the care that it needs on the inside. And you're pretty much just taking whatever is left of that apple. And so again, you know, when it comes to ultra processed, that's something to keep in mind. Whenever you do eat your next meal that's ultra processed, think about, am I getting the best nutrients from this? Because again, over time, you know, depending on different foods that you eat, that can have a direct effect on your body. And I like to look at it this way, you know, the food that we put in our bodies, we are making an investment, you know, day in and day out, it is an investment. Now, you may feel healthy today. You may say, you know what, haven't eaten the best, but, you know, I feel fairly good. And a lot of people can feel that way. But one day, or it could be, you know, recurring days where you just start to feel one thing after another, and you just feel like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that. You know, that's when life really sets in. When you have to really do better, because as we age, the body is going to let us know that we got to do better. And so again, when it comes to ultra processed, it's important to think about, am I going to get the nutrients that I need from this? And what am I getting from this? And this can go in terms of helping you with making decisions, or better decisions, when it comes to choosing foods and your meals. And it starts with just one step at a time. I know you may say, well, I'm not like this fitness expert that is doing calisthenics, or, you know, that's weightlifting, or is able to run for 5 miles. Listen, no one is saying that you have to do that in one day. But what I am saying is you may want to consider starting today, asking yourself that question, what is it really doing? Now, one thing I do want you to do, and this is some good homework for you, because I don't want you to just hear me talk, but I actually want you to really foods in your cabinet. Look in your refrigerator if you do. if you don't carry it there, which I'm sure you do carry some type of food, whether it's in the cabinets or refrigerator, whatever food you bought and ate, I want you to look at the ingredients list. And typically, you can tell if something is ultra processed. Number one is if it has salt added, sugar added, artificial flavors, artificial colors. So these can be dyes, lakes. So you may see something like FDNC40, red dye, 5. Any one of those are typically going to be artificial, meaning it's fake. It doesn't really do anything for you. That is pretty much just the reasoning behind it. Not my opinion, but that is pretty much what it does. It's a filler, okay? And when you think about just some of these things that are added, is what can any of these do? Artificial flavors, colors, really do for you? And once you really think about that, you know, it's important that we really, you know, start to investigate. Let's see. It's important that we really start to investigate, you know, how we can really improve, again, our food choices. Again, sometimes you may say, well, I have to get something on the go and I really didn't plan. Hey, if you know your body well enough to where you will pass out if you don't eat something, you have to do what you have to do. But if you have time to plan it out, it's important. And every situation may not be ideal. You may have to be in a rush. So what are you going to do? How are you going to plan again to make sure that you can avoid these? Because, you know, some ingredients that are incorporated in a lot of ultra processed foods are still incorporated in a lot of foods that we eat today. So you may ask, why are a lot of these included? And, you know, that's another topic for another day. But I will say in a short explanation is, you know, a lot of companies, you know, prefer to make profits over really valuing the health of individuals. Also because a lot know that you have more than one individual that continues to purchase even once they put out the public service announcement. But it's up to us to really, you know, for you to eat, you and I, to make the decision to say, you know what, even though this is available, I don't really have to eat this because it's not really helping me. So we got to think about it from a perspective of, how is this really helping my body? Is this really going to cause me to feel good, like health-wise, inside and outside, or is it going to slow me down over time if I can? These are just questions about, if your diet is rich in that, over time, you will start to notice some impacts of that. You know, it could be obesity, your BMI level, which could be your body mass exceeds that of your age as well as your height. And so when that BMI typically at 25 is in a normal range, anything below that is fairly well. Now, if you get too low, that can also be an issue. Because you are malnourished, or you can also be malnourished being over 25. And malnourished pretty much means that you are not getting nutrients. So it doesn't mean that you are weak and feeble, but malnourished pretty much means that you are just not getting the nutrients and the vitamins or the minerals that your body really needs to operate normally, okay? So hope with this segment, hope you found some information helpful. The ultra processed foods I may consume or have consumed. And again, a good way for you to do this is by going in your cabinets and really looking at some of the foods and investigating the nutrition label or the ingredients list below that nutrition label, or it could be on the side, depending on the food product. And then really understanding, okay, what are some of these ingredients? And I would encourage you to just look up, you know, one or two ingredients to see, you know, side effects, what it is associated with. And again, that is another topic for another day, to pretty much give you some backstory on a lot of common ingredients, such as MSG, high fructose corn syrup, sodium nitrate. How a lot of these ingredients are actually found in other products that you will likely be surprised about. So again, that's another topic for another day. And you never know when I could share that. You will enjoy it. And make sure that you leave a comment if you don't mind. Let me know how you enjoy this content, because your feedback helps me to understand, okay, what are some of the areas that you may like me to touch on? Are there any particular areas that you feel that haven't been addressed? You've reached out to other people and you realize, like, hey, I'm just not getting anywhere. A lot of times, sharing that comment with me, we can address that, and we can also have a good conversation to where you can get the help you need. So don't feel shy about dropping a comment, because again, that helps me with helping you. So again, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Okay, make sure you do that before you leave out. And wherever you are, that you enjoy the rest of your day and evening. And I will talk with you later.